This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can't we just have a little talk?
Bob, you are testing my patience.
Come on, I've come so far. Bob. I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
Listen to me.
Check it out. Look at it. I'm in really bad shape. Come on, please.
Bob.
Please.
Bob.
Give me. I need.
Bob.
Give me.
Okay.
Please.
All right. All right, it's 2 o'clock. Go to the bus station, buy yourself a ticket home, and then wait for me in that coffee shop.
You'll meet me?
I'll call you in 2 hours.
Oh, my God, you're the greatest.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let them cream your daisy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we're going to play Busted. And as I mentioned, we're giving away a DVD player, portable DVD player from the WB, their new show, Supernatural. And also a trip to Las Vegas from Independence Air. Travel and Leisure Reading is voted Independence Air, one of the nation's top three airlines. Go to FlyEye.com. Low fares, convenient schedules, and FlyEye's tender loving service. Sign up for the iClub. You get 500 iPoints. FlyEye.com, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Right, I love that airline. Independence Air. Go your own way. I was almost going to give them one of my ad-lib endorsements.
You should.
No, but the last time I did, they got mad.
Oh, really?
It was something like Independent.
They don't like, no, they wouldn't like that.
They,
no.
They don't enjoy that.
No. They're great.
They've been very good.
Well, I fly Independence Air.
I've flown it a couple of times.
Me too.
We fly for free.
We love it.
But I would pay. I would gladly pay.
Sure.
Twice.
How about this, then? Because that is kind of harsh, and I don't want to piss them off.
No.
Independence Air. Spider-free for 26 months.
Bingo.
How about that?
I like that.
Because Beth Ann got bitten by the spider down in a hotel in the Outer Banks. It had nothing to do with an airplane.
No. Nothing at all.
And now let's...
My whole family's coming to visit me. They're all flying Independence Air.
If they haven't canceled the account...
I don't think they have.
Spider on a plane. Come on.
That's crazy.
Very high.
All right, let's bust. Here we go. 877-365-3636. This is back when I used to enjoy rap. Listen to this fellow.
What school did he go to?
Understand every word he's singing. Not talking about killing his bitches. Yes. Sing it, my brother. Bust a move.
You say neato, check your libido, and cruise to the church in your new tuxedo.
See, now I'm dancing.
No wonder we all enjoy it so well.
Now I'm dancing.
It's wonderful.
Any rapper that starts with MC is okay.
Bingo.
Okay, let's get to the calls. And here we go. We'll start with this person. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Welcome to Busted. Hello?
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Jason.
Jason, where are you from?
This is Jason.
Jason.
I'm from Radford, Virginia.
Jason, what will you be busting today?
I got a vacuum cleaner.
What are you going to do to your vacuum cleaner?
How are you going
to
bust it?
Well, I thought about taking it out back and breaking it, pounding it into the ground.
Uh-huh. All right, you know, we leave the driving up to you. I find that a nice rubber hammer always works. Oh,
or it doesn't have to be a rubber hammer.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I avoided it when we were talking about the rappers with MC and... You know, if Beth Ann doesn't die from that spider bite, she's really got to book him on the show so we can end this.
Yeah. Let's end.
Click, click, click.
Okay, let's go. Go ahead, do it.
Well, I also thought I raided the closet here and found some old fireworks, I thought.
Oh, yes.
Now.
Yes.
Now you're talking gold, Jerry.
You know, maybe stick it in the bag and get a little dust cloud out here in the backyard.
That's a great idea. Get to it, Jason.
I'm telling you, it's gold, Jerry, gold. Ovaltine.
Why
do they call it Ovaltine when the box is square? I mean, whatever that dumb Jerry Seinfeld thing is.
Who are these people?
That's one of the greatest Jerry Seinfelds of all time is when he wants to bomb on purpose because the guy who says, hey, that's gold, Jerry, because he wants him to do bad.
Right.
And he goes out, Jerry Seinfeld goes out wearing like a carrot top suspenders and big flop sweats, and he just can't stink worse.
Right.
And it's the one where somehow Kramer has been sunbathing in butter.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah. Like, and is that where he looks like a turkey?
Yeah. And at the end of the episode, Newman's in there, and Newman wants to eat Kramer, and they run through on stage, and the guys from NBC come to the crappy comedian, and they say, "That was the most brilliant piece of improv we've ever seen with the people running on the stage. We want to offer you a developmental deal."
The head comic was named Kenny Banya, wasn't it?
Kenny Banyan.
Banyan. Banyan, yep. Or Banyan? Yeah.
I think it was Banyan.
You know, and I don't know why it is now that I can look at Seinfeld and say, that's funny, even though those were a bunch of disjointed ideas that don't really belong together.
Right.
And my only criticism of Curb Your Enthusiasm would be that Larry David, it seems to me, goes too far to tie everything together, like on the episode from last summer.
Obsessively, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Maybe someday I'll change my mind. Are you ready?
I'm ready, sir.
All right, let's do it. Let's go, Jason.
Like at the very end of the Curb Your Enthusiasm, where he looks at the camera.
Yes.
It's the
here it is.
Fit. Okay.
This is very disappointing thus far.
No surprise.
It's Jason.
This is Jason.
Come on, Jason.
All right, guys. That sucked. You're right.
You are just a tool.
You gotta go.
Get off the phone. Oh, listen.
You couldn't wait.
Only real contenders, please. No players. Hello, Donna. Mike. No players.
What I was gonna say before Jason jumped in there was are you talking about the Tooth Fairy thing where he had to tie the Tooth Fairy thing in, and then the original argument in the hallway about the Tooth Fairy was extremely forced.
Although I gotta say, if you watch that Curb Your Enthusiasm from Sunday again, the fat guy's wife, the agent's wife.
Yes.
I laugh just when she goes,
"It doesn't matter what she says.
F you, Larry. You ruined it, Larry. You stupid effer.
You stupid F."
Yeah, that's it. You stupid F.
Right.
She's standing there in the bedroom with Larry.
And how about the fat guy lying on the couch? Does he look natural in that position or what, with his socks?
Oh, the fat guy?
Garland?
Yeah, with his white
the manager?
Socks. He's great.
The greatest thing is when Susie calls her husband a fat F. You fat F.
She's fantastic at that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Matt.
Hi there, Matt. Welcome to Bust It. What will you be busting today?
I'm at a job site out in the plains, and I'm going to be busting some ceramic tile.
Now, yes. this has the possibility. And again, if we get one that just knocks us in the dirt, the contest is over. We got to win.
Very good, Matt.
All right, let's go, Matt.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, you want two at a time?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I got.
I must be honest, not impressed.
I know. Sorry, Matt.
Not impressed. I've heard better. Yeah. Hello, Don.
Somebody's going to have to pay more for their floor now.
Don and Mike Show.
Shocking.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is David.
Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show. What will you be busting today?
I have the most annoying toy in the world that my son owns. Listen, it's that stupid Elmer wants to be a chicken thing.
It's the stupid what? David, a few more words, perhaps.
It's this Elmo thing.
Oh, it's Elmo wants to be a chicken. Are you familiar with this toy, Rob? Your kids have this toy?
Yeah, it's called Bird Flu Elmo.
All right. What are you going to do to Elmo?
I'm going to shoot it with a shotgun.
Now, this, as I mentioned, this could be the one that wins immediately. Yeah. Anytime guns are brought into this bit. All right, David.
You know, my wife's listening because I called her to get permission.
All right, good.
Okay,
night.
So your kid is, like, done playing with this toy?
Oh, no.
No?
But you hate the toy, right?
I hate these toys.
And your wife has given you permission?
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of.
Not to lead the witness, but shouldn't the phone be left near the toy?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, just
all right, go ahead, then. Why don't you set the phone down and go get your gun?
And where are you going to be doing this shooting?
In my backyard.
In the backyard.
Can't you do it in the kitchen?
That's funny.
I'm gonna point my gun right out the kitchen door.
Oh, no, really. I mean, you can go in the backyard.
Yeah, go in the backyard.
I was kidding about that.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Here we go.
No, really. Why don't I just do it in the kids' playroom?
Yeah. Okay. I'll
do it in the TV room.
Here we go.
You ready? I'm gonna lay the phone down.
Okay.
Give us a three count too, okay, David?
Here we go.
All right, guys. Here we go.
You want me to see if it works?
See if it works, yeah.
See if it works.
No, it's got a hole through its little heart.
Wow.
I got some more shells here, guys.
You got some more shells? Anything else you want to shoot?
That's how we play.
Well, what do you want me to shoot now, guys? you name it.
I don't know. You got anything that, like, you could shoot while it was playing something?
While it was playing? So I might got a radio in the garage.
You might got a radio.
Might got a radio in the garage.
A radio.
You got any cans, any tin cans, any old PBRs?
Oh, you know what I got? I got a stainless steel drum right here.
That would work.
Ooh,
yeah.
Oh, it's full of water.
Chance of a ricochet or
something. Oh, yeah, a ricochet bust me on the head. You know how it is.
Ricochet. And that used to be my DJ name when I worked in Ireland.
Rick O'Shea.
This is Rick O'Shea with you.
I'd love that to hear our show turned on the delay on his old radio and have him shoot it with a shotgun.
And then when I worked in China, I was Rick Shaw.
You should put the radio in the drum, because the drum would really make it loud.
Yep.
Yeah, but it might ricochet back on me.
Okay, what are you doing? What are you going
to shoot? Small price to pay.
David, what are you going to shoot?
I got a steel drum right here. Hold on. Let me bang it for you real quick.
I bang on the drum all day.
I just want to play.
All right, so let me... You know what I'll do? I'll put the phone in the drum.
Good.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, then blow the hell out of it.
Phone there
in
you
the
go.
Drum.
One okay. second.
All right, you've already won. This will be for a bonus prize. Oh,
wait, did I just hear Elmo? Wow.
Jesus. People are retarded, aren't they?
I'm not retarded. Come on now.
I guess you are retarded. You are so retarded.
I love that.
Now, we did hear something. Was it the toy or was it a child? We heard.
That's my son. He's looking out the door.
Oh, Jesus,
oh, no.
David?
Well, I didn't know he came out the door. I mean,
oh, great. And
on.
You got a shotgun.
He's in the house at the screen door looking at his.
All right. Elmo and crying.
Elmo.
No more shooting. Bust a child's heart.
Take one more shot.
Oh, hold on. Let's see. You want me to get the radio out?
Yeah.
Yeah, get the radio out. I hope it's battery-operated.
Battery.
Is it battery-operated, David?
Alcohol.
Well, I got an extension cord.
Got an extension cord. Can you do this quickly?
Sure.
Duracell. Evo-ready. Battery.
All right. Let's see.
All right. Did you tell the kid to stay safely in the house?
Oh, he knows. When you take the gun out, you ask him what it is. He says, "Oh, that's an owie, Daddy."
Okay.
What's the one that had that was
that's
red?
That's a owie.
A cat on it. Was
that was ever ready.
Ever ready.
Right.
Sometimes you can do like a Panasonic battery if it comes right with a Panasonic property. Oh. You know.
So you're going to put the radio in the oil drum? Oh, no, you got to put the radio, like, separately. Yeah, leave it on the music. Leave it
on
the
music. Yeah,
that's good. Not a problem. Hold on.
Okay, here we go.
Are you going to shoot it?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot it.
All right. Good. Give us a three count when you shoot it.
All right. I got a shotgun. All right.
Wait, we can't hear the radio.
Mike, you can't keep giving him commands because his phone is so screwed up.
Can you hear me if I... Yeah. You probably won't be able to hear me yell.
I'm having a problem. See, when he talks and we talk, we get this thing happening. So I got to take our mics out. So whatever command you have for him, scream them at him right now.
All right, turn the radio up and give us a three count when you're going to shoot it.
All right.
Go.
See, now we can talk. That's good.
Here we go. One, two, three.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was beautiful. Oh. That was beautiful.
I'm gonna turn it on, see if it still works.
Yeah.
No, it's done.
It's done.
Buried in the backyard with the Elmo doll.
With the Elmo doll.
So here he is, Father of the Year.
Fantastic.
And listen, I know that we got like 18 other lines ringing, but I'm sorry.
Mm.
We got a winner. You can't beat a guy.
No, nobody's shooting Elmo with a shotgun.
Not to mention, you know, little Johnny. Yeah. Little Johnny going to need
psychiatric help.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. Going to need a head doctor.
And he's sitting there at the screen door. Daddy shot Elmo.
And then he shoots the radio. Mm.
That's all right, son. Yeah, when I take the shotgun out, he says, that's a owie.
I asked your Meemaw about it.
Meemaw said, go ahead.
Well, David, congratulations. You got the portable DVD player.
Oh, he's happy now. Kid sounds happy.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah, look at Daddy didn't shoot Mommy for a change.
Man, Daddy's going to Vegas.
Come on, Dad. Daddy's going to Vegas.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Big Bucks.
How old were you when your son was born?
Oh, I was 30 when my son was born.
Oh, 30, okay.
How about your daughter?
My daughter's one.
So how old were you when she was born?
33. 63.
I would have guessed 16.
No, on the over-under, I probably would have gone with you.
I was really thinking we had a baby's having babies.
I thought it was in BHB as well.
Cool father.
Welcome to BHB.
He's a responsible father.
And listen to that happy tyke.
Left the kids in the house while I went outside and did
How long has it been since Junior's had those diapers changed?
Oh, he's potty trained. Come on now.
A
great wife.
It's safe. The kids are in the house unattended when he's in the backyard firing the gun.
Okay, listen. It's all right. The pit bull's watching him.
Let me just say this. Touche, game, set, and match to the net.
Yes, he trumped us there.
Yeah, okay. You get the DVD player, portable DVD player,
wow.
And Supernatural DVD, courtesy of the WB, and you get the vacation in Las Vegas. That's from Independence Air. Go flyeye.com. And thank you, David.
You guys, I've been listening to you guys since WAVA and Eat My Shorts.
Thank you, David.
Right on.
That was funny.
Thank you very much, David.
It's all right. The pit bull's watching them.
Okay, sometimes they just happen.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
That was beautiful.
That's a good one. How about that little Johnny?
Yeah.
At the back, and little Johnny, and you know he's there, like, with the dirt under his fingernails.
Sure.
He's wearing, like, the ripped Dennis the Menace thing. He's like, Daddy!
He's got the crusty nose. Meanwhile, the pit bull's growling at him, won't let him go outside.
You know, my name is Earl. He's out in the backyard.
That's right, shooting Elmo.
Shut up! I ain't got time to change your diaper.
And, of course, the pit bull's name, Duke. Of course. Come on, Duke. Come on, Duke. Oh, come on now.
Or Blue.
Blue.
Shut up, son. I'm providing.
Bye. Doug. Blue.
Yeah, that's right. You'd be able to watch your cartoons on a little DVD player.
He lick his nasty doodads.
Hey, Blue.
My dog, Blue.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's busted. Oh, cool. when we come back, how long has it been since we've had Explain Yourself?
Ah.
Wow. Yes.
Who's done something now?
Some idiot somewhere. Anyway, we'll talk to him in just a second.
Dave. It's the Don and Mike Show.